You're listening to The Clive Holland Show with me, Clive Holland, and today we're putting the spotlight on the fakers with fake qualifications in our industry. Just how much of a problem is it? Now, can it result in dangerous consequences? It could get worse too, with CITB closing 9 testing centres that grant CSCS cards as they were wrongly given out, causing people to be able to work in the construction industry when they weren't qualified to do so. Now, to talk us through this, we're now joined on the line by Ian Sidney, who's the fraud manager for the CITB, and Alan O'Neill from CSCS. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the Clive Holland Show this afternoon. Now, first of all, Ian, can I turn to you? There have been cases of fraud at 9 testing centres which were suspended after thousands of CSCS cards were handed out wrongly. How did that occur?
Yes, good afternoon, Clive. Yes, well, if I guess to give some context, I mean, clearly we need to look at the role of CSCS. They're not a provider of tests or qualifications. They just handle, I guess, the output from training providers. So CITB, our test centres provide the initial test. That test, if it's passed, is then used alongside a qualification for people to then apply for one of the CSCS cards. So there's a little bit of misunderstanding about the role of CSCS, and I'm sure Alan can clarify that. But what we have found is, during lockdown, lots of the gig economy type work, the low paid work, has made its way into construction, which to a large degree remained working during the lockdown and the following period. That's led to an increase in requirement or people needing these cards and qualifications to get onto site. And as you say, the organised criminal groups have seen an opportunity and they're very much trying to make hay while the sun is shining.
Now, it's very difficult. I mean, Alan, just turning to you, being from CSCS, are these cards that have been granted fully accepted and standard CSCS cards, or are they fake?
Yeah, so thanks, Clive. First of all, just like to express that CSCS takes the issue of fraud extremely seriously, and it is essential that steps are taken to prevent it. And this is why we work closely with CITB on this issue. So in terms of our role within the industry, that is to verify training and qualifications. So as Ian was saying, we don't actually deliver any of that training. So when you apply for a CSCS card, you need 2 pieces of evidence. You need to provide evidence of a nationally recognised construction-related qualification, and you need evidence that you've passed your CITB health, safety and environment test. Now, this is the important bit. CSCS do not deliver training. We simply rely on those organisations who deliver the training, such as CITB, to confirm that our applicants have passed their test, their qualification. And when we have that confirmation, we can then issue a card. And when it comes to fraud, again, we rely on those responsible for delivering the training to inform us that fraud has been discovered at one of their training centres. And that's the point where we will work very, very closely with CITB. But to answer your question, Clive, yes, a number of these cards are genuine because the qualification has been achieved fraudulently. So by the time it comes to CSCS, we check against the database and it confirms that that qualification has been passed. Therefore, we issue a genuine card out to the industry.
And so will they also be carrying the documentation that they need as well? Even though that's fake, will they have the correct documentation?
So when applying for a card, you need to submit electronic versions of that documentation. So when we receive evidence from a training provider that one of our applicants has passed their test, it is a genuine certificate that we're being issued with, but what we're not aware of yet is that that certificate has been obtained fraudulently, and that's something that Ian can talk you through.
I'll get to that in a second, Ian, if that's okay, because I just want to ask you one more question, Alan. As an employer myself, how do we know if these people are carrying a fake card?
Very good question, Clive. There are a number of ways to check these cards. So there's 2 things that the industry is working on at the minute to improve processes around all of this. Number one, I would encourage any organisation who is involved in the delivery of training and suspected fraud to learn from CITB and to take their lead. Ian will take you through a number of measures that they have put in place, and they are proving to be successful at disrupting the fraudsters and tackling the fraud. Secondly, I would encourage employers, principal contractors, clients, and site managers to do more. And when I say do more, I mean carry out electronic card checks. Every single CSAS card has an electronic chip in it that can be scanned at the site. It's confirming that the card is valid. And when CITB inform us that fraud has been taking place at one of their test centres, we can cancel those cards automatically. So they get cancelled straight away. And then the next time that card is read on site, it will flag to the site management team that that card has been cancelled and that individual should not be allowed on site, Clive. And then following on from that, electronic card checks, they are a very effective way of picking up fraudulently obtained cards. And our feedback from the industry surveys that we have carried out show that there's lots more work to be done to encourage the industry to carry out 100% card checks. I'd say at best, Clive, we're probably at around 50% of all sites carry out electronic card checks. So obviously there's a long way to go to get it up to 100%.
Yeah, and that's crucial at the minute, for sure. I mean, this at the minute is an open wound. I get it, boys. You know, you must be feeling sore about it. But, gentlemen, please hang on the line. We're talking with Ian Sidney, Fraud Manager for the CITB, and Alan O'Neill from CSCS about these fraudulently obtained CSCS cards and what you can do to spot the fraudsters. You're listening to Clive Holland on Fix Radio, the Builders Radio Station.